Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 150,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages, focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community. Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles specific to Buffalo's lifestyle, embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency. Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free health magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area, Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Find them online at buffalohealthyliving.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation. Live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And today we have a little bit extra for you. You won't be disappointed. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm good. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Fiesta today.
Yes. Any plans to celebrate or partake in the festivities?
I don't really want to go out and celebrate today. I feel like it gets a little crazy,
okay,
crowded, especially when it's on a weekend. So just maybe make some chicken fajitas at home and have some chips and queso and just that.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right.
How about you?
Well, you know what? I'm just going to let it happen. I'm going to let the day just kind of take a life of its own. And, you know, whatever it brings me, I'm just going to, you know, roll with the punches.
Perfect. That sounds perfect.
Yes. And let's also say good morning to our producer, Mr. Louie. Louie, how are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. I forgot to bring in the Coronas, so I do apologize.
Oh, Louie, drop the ball. That's okay. We'll let it slide this time.
Yes. Well, Buffalo, as you know, here at Western New York at Work, Lauren and myself, we always stretch the rubber band when it comes to the right conversation to have. And I think today's conversation is really going to set a new tone in educating business owners, professionals, individuals in and out of the workplace as relates to breastfeeding. And so I'd like to just welcome our guest to today's show, Reverend Diane Holt, who is the executive director of Durham's Baby Cafe, along with Cassie Dolphin, right? Okay. Again, welcome to Western New York at Work.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. So, Reverend, let's start with yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and the type of work that you do.
Well, in 2012, I was convinced by several individuals to open a baby cafe. I had no idea what one was. I didn't understand what the training requirements were. But they took me under their wing and made sure that I was trained to be a certified lactation counselor. And they walked me through the process until we were able to open a baby cafe. And our funding came from the CDC because when they had done research on mothers, Erie County ranked, I believe it was 62, when it came to initiation, duration and exclusivity when it came to breastfeeding among women of color. And they wanted to change that dynamic because for years, we were the ones who breastfed and took care of other people's babies via breastfeeding them as well. And it had really dropped off to a point where it was almost at zero.
Okay. Okay. Wow. I mean, that's some startling statistics, and I'm glad that we're starting the conversation here now because, again, we need to be educated, and we're going to kind of do a deep dive and to really pull that apart and to really discover what that means.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you didn't come alone. You came with Cassie. So, Cassie, tell us a little bit about yourself as well.
Well, I am. I've had a lot of experience in community health and working in the community, and I've had the opportunity to work on a study engaging women when it came to breastfeeding in the community. And one of the things that I learned is that a lot of women felt like they needed a lot of support. Yes. And one of the resources that I learned about in the community was Baby Cafe. And so when I found out about Baby Cafe and the services that they offer to the community, I got really involved and I really just wanted to go headfirst into it. And so I started volunteering my time to kind of support and do what I could. And then I took the next steps and actually went to go on and get trained to become a postpartum doula to be able to actually do a little bit more in this fight to support breastfeeding and to support women in their acts of becoming a mother.
Oh, okay. Now I've heard two titles or phrases that I am just now learning about. So let's start with the first one. Exactly what is a certified lactation consultant or coach?
Counselor.
Oh, counselor. Okay.
Well, there are consultants and counselors. They're just two different licensing bodies. We all do the same work, but there are limitations for each title that you receive. But basically what a certified lactation counselor or a certified lactation consultant does is we actually work with the mothers shortly after they deliver so that they understand the importance of breastfeeding their baby. Everything that's called natural is not necessarily natural, mm-hmm. and breastfeeding is not an easy job. I tell everybody it is not for the weak. If you don't think you can do it, get yourself a lactation counselor, and that person will stay with you throughout the entire process of breastfeeding. Some mothers decide that they only want to breastfeed at birth. We encourage them to breastfeed at least 6 months because that's where all the benefits come into place for mom and the baby. But it's your journey. You decide how long. You and your baby decide how long you want to breastfeed. And we're there to support them regardless to the length of time. We're blessed where the majority of our mothers breastfeed 6 months to a year, some 18 months. So.
Wow, that's a long time. And it's a lot of commitment from the mother and whoever else is involved with raising the baby because you have to have the time. Yes. You have to have the resources. You have to have, you know, you're working on the baby's schedule.
Yes.
And when the baby's hungry. And
absolutely.
You know, I have.
And that's where the natural piece comes into place. You can't be someplace and someone shames you because your baby's hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be able to breastfeed your baby anywhere. But I also tell people that you must do it in decency and order as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So at Baby Cafe, we give the mothers the scarves to put around their necks.
Oh, yeah.
So they're actually fancied
being covered
up.
And feel
yes.
like.
But all babies won't stay under.
No,
so.
That's true.
So that's where lactation rooms in workplaces or in public places come into place. You should be able to walk into any place mm-hmm. and find a lactation room to be able to either pump or to breastfeed your baby.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that because just this week alone, I was attending a luncheon. I was at a hotel. I won't name the hotel. But one of the individuals that was putting on this luncheon said, I'm going to have to remove myself in a few minutes and go breastfeed. Oh, well, someone
pump.
Yes. And, you know, I was, you know, looking like, you know, like deer in the headlights because I'm like, well, I guess she's just going to go to the ladies' room. So, I mean, now.
I always ask everyone, would you to eat your lunch or your breakfast in the bathroom?
Well, that's the thought I'm thinking of. Yeah. Again, being clueless, not yes. even thinking about the sanitation yes. or the health. Yes. Risk of doing that there.
Yes.
And so again, that's why I think this conversation is so important because as business owners and professionals, we need to be educated, but more importantly, we need to provide those facilities for mothers to go pump.
And it's so simplistic because all you really need is like a room here, not even as big as the room that mm-hmm. we're in. A little refrigerator maybe, make sure there's a plug outlet.
Oh yeah.
Make sure like the blinds, like there's blinds so that mom can do it in privacy.
Right.
And a chair, a comfortable chair
yeah.
for mom. That's about
a
it.
A rocking chair would be
yes,
nice.
A rocking chair is awesome. Yes.
I, I've never had children, so, but I, you know, my sister-in-law, I have a nephew who's one, and just we've traveled together, and I know like the Buffalo Niagara International Airport yes. has like a lactation room now, and we were in Disney World, and all across Disney World, in yes. every park, there are a couple mommy and baby rooms where yes. they have like lactation rooms, and they provide you with all like supplies yes. you can need too, and if it's some snacks, little bottles of water,
yes.
diapers, wipes for the baby, yes. like just to make sure that the moms can travel with their families mm-hmm. and still feed their children.
I won't say the name of the market, but I shop there. Mm-hmm. And they even have parking spots for mothers who yeah. are pregnant or lactate. When you go into the ladies' room, there's supplies there. They have a lactation room as well. There's supplies wow. there. So if mom needs to change the baby's diaper and she forgot them or they're in the car, those supplies are already there. That's good business sense because your mom does not have need to stop, leave, go someplace else to take care of her child. She can do it there and then complete her shopping or whatever it is that she needs to do that she set out to do.
And it goes back to you're on the baby schedule.
Yes.
You never know
yes,
when they
yes,
might.
Yes, and they are very demanding.
It seems that way.
Yeah. Their way or the highway.
Now, New York State, in comparison to other states, are we, I guess, leading the charge or are we behind as relates to adopting new policies and procedures?
There are a few other states ahead of us, but I am so proud of New York State because great. I sit on Governor Cuomo's task force for maternal morbidity and disparities in racial outcomes. And this governor and our health commissioner has a key eye on what's taking place with women. And he's working very, very hard. When we submitted our proposals to him, I can say the top 10 are going to be supported in the budget that passed this year.
Oh, great.
There are senators, and that was one of the things that I wrote down on my cheat sheet here. A senator by the name of Kaplan set forth a bill for lactation where they're going to change the social services law so that lactation counselors, lactation consultants, anyone that's certified and to do lactation will be paid through Medicaid. They'll be reimbursed. Because if you look at the way things have been going, Derm's Baby Cafe has been doing this free for the past 6 years. So the women who come into our program, they're not our employees. Mm-hmm. They are volunteers from our community who have taken the training and are giving their time to work with the mothers. And one of the things that Cassie and I talk about all the time, we are our sister's keeper.
Yeah, that's great.
If not us, then who?
Then who? What, so tell me more about Derm Baby Cafe.
Cassie, tell since you decided that you wanted to become part of us. Share with them what you know about the Baby Cafe.
So Derm's Baby Cafe is actually the first baby cafe that started in New York State. And
wow.
one of the reasons why I really am passionate about the work that is done there is because it's a community-based location. We are not in the hospital or in the clinic. And it's not to say anything is wrong with those locations, but we wanted to be in a location where people in the community felt comfortable coming to. The operation hours are in the evening when mom gets off of work.
Yeah.
And so
huge.
We're there. We're a really warm environment, and we're inviting women to come and fellowship with us. Let's have a conversation. Let's see where you are currently in your pregnancy. Let's talk about what you actually want to happen during your birthing plan. Like, what mm-hmm. do you want to occur when you're actually bringing this life in? There's racial concordance is a huge thing. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the disparities that are happening in the community. And African-American women are being faced with a few more challenges when it comes to breastfeeding and delivery as well. And so Derm's Baby Cafe is a location where you have women from the community that are able to meet you where you are, able to understand the woes that you're going through in your everyday to day life, which is what really inspired me to kind of take on the next chart, take that next step and become a doula. And so we talked a lot about lactation consulting and breastfeeding for these women. But what's that experience like even bringing the baby into the world?
So tell us, for some people, I'm sure some of our listeners might not know what a doula is.
Mm-hmm.
What is a doula? What do you do as a doula?
So a doula is pretty much a community. It's a person who's there to support mom. she is mom's advocate. She's mom's champion. She understands what mom wants during this experience. She's there to emotionally support her, mentally support her, really make physically even support her by even helping her understand some of the positions she can get into during labor to really help that pregnancy. I mean, doula support can reduce rates of the chances of having a C-section, the length of labor, the stress that mom feels during labor. And understand, when baby comes into the world, baby's feeling what mom is feeling. If mom is stressed, baby's stressed. And so doulas really provide that support for mom. The whole entire pregnancy is about
support,
mom and baby.
And coaching to make sure everything goes well.
Yes. And then some of the other things that doulas do, especially after the baby, is really helping mom integrate baby into life and understand, like, yes, your life is changing now. You've picked up a new role, but it's okay. And let's figure out how to adjust to what our new norm is going to be.
The new norm. I love that. That's so true, because your life was change in that instant. I mean, yes, you have like the 9 to 10 months to prepare for it, you know, through your pregnancy. But like once you bring that life into the world, your life is completely changed. And how do you adapt? How do you adapt to that new norm? How do you, you know, I'm sure, like I said, I don't have children, but I can imagine you're like, okay, am I doing it right? Am I doing a good job? Is the baby happy? Is the baby hungry? Do they eat too much? Like,
yeah,
there's a lot you have to consider.
Doulas are really there also to make sure that mom's okay. So if we're noticing signs like mom is having a little bit more anxiety, mom is having a little, showing little signs of maybe depression, we're there to make sure that she gets connected to the resources that she needs, that her physician's in the know, that she has other community resources that do exist to support her where she currently is. And that's really what, like we said, we are a sister's keeper, and this is what we've naturally done before. And so we're excited that Cuomo understands
that's great.
Doulas are important.
Yeah.
And at what stage of the pregnancy or terms should a young lady start to, I guess, take advantage or start to, you know,
as soon as she knows she's pregnant, reach out.
Because we actually use a book called Baby Basics. And it's put out by the March, well, not put out by the March of Dimes. It was recommended to me by the March of Dimes because it's so simple to understand. And if dad's with mom and dad comes into Baby Cafe, and yes, we do invite the fathers to
That's
come
great.
As well. As a matter of fact, we had one dad, and if you're listening, you know I'm talking about you, come into Baby Cafe because his wife could not make it. So he went through everything that mommy would go through at Baby Cafe, and I'm told he was one of the best fathers in the delivery room because he knew what to expect, and his wife was very pleased with the support that he gave her.
And as you That's were speaking, amazing. I was thinking about the fact that these services will lead to better parenting skills.
Absolutely.
For both mom and dad.
To give you an example, our Baby Cafe is so diverse. We've had women from just about every African country that you could think of come in. Nepal.
Somali.
Yes. You think of a nation, and someone's been there, because I'm trying to think of the country, Czechoslovakia. So we're not just an African-American program. Everyone who crosses over our threshold, we love them. We treat them kindly. We learn to be culturally sensitive to their needs as well. So it's a learning process 24/7 when we're working with these mothers. I'm African-American, therefore, I sort of know what we do, but I'm 71 years old, so what took place when I was raising baby is not going to take place the same way when Cassie's raising babies. So I bring in younger women who can relate to every age group that we have there, so that we're meeting the needs of mom where they're at, exactly where they're at. And we also prepare dinner for them, so.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, yes, a full-course meal. We sort of under the table teach nutrition, because I don't want anyone saying that I'm trying to be a nutritionist. My mother was a dietitian, but I'm not one.
Okay.
So those are some of the things that we do at Baby Cake, because I think the first time they've ever had tofu steaks.
Okay.
Was then.
Well, for anyone who wants more information about Baby Cafe, how can they contact you?
They can contact us by calling, I'll give you the telephone number, 716-427-0566.
Okay.
Or you can visit us at Durham's Baby Cafe.
Oh, yes. Just visit. Just drop in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that, because I was going to correct myself. It's Durham's Baby Cafe.
Yes. Durham'sBabyCafe.com.
Okay. Buffalo, we're going to take a very short break. Don't go anywhere. We have more great conversation on the other side.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
When it comes to your real estate buying and selling needs, it's the 716 team at Keller Williams. Their expertise is leveraging technology and knowledge of the local market. And when it comes to success, well, the numbers speak for themselves. They are ranked in the top 1% by the Buffalo Real Estate Board, and over 500 families have been helped and know the meaning of bring home happiness. So start your real estate success by calling owner Tim Reardon at 575-5969, where their motto is bring home happiness.
Western New York was built on entrepreneurial businesses, large and small, that add to our economy and the fabric of our community. I'm David Naska, President and CEO of Evans Bank. When Lloyd Taco needed a partner to fuel their growth, they selected Evans. We provide this innovative company with banking, cash management, and employee benefits so they can focus on what they do best. At Evans, we deliver customized solutions to support your business and help you succeed. Shared success with our partners has been the catalyst for us to increase our community involvement and open a new location in downtown Buffalo. With nearly 100 years of helping companies thrive, Evans is a local business committed to local business. You plus Evans, better together.
To learn what Evans can do for you, call 926-3313, stop into any of our local financial centers, or visit evansbank.com. Evans Bank, a better way. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here with your sports update, I'm Louie DiBiase. The Bisons wrap up their home series with Heat Lehigh Valley today at 1:05. Pregame gets underway right here on ESPN 1520 at 12:35. The Herd looks to avoid the series sweep, dropping both Friday and Saturday's contest against the Iron Pigs. To lacrosse, the Bandits advance to the NLL East Final in the playoffs after a 13-6 victory Saturday night against New England. The victory was the Bandits' first playoff win since 2016. They now await their next opponent, hosting the winner of Monday night's game between Georgia and Toronto. One final from the NBA playoffs Saturday night, the Houston Rockets get the Game 3 win over Golden State, 126-121 in overtime. James Harden led the way for Houston with 41 points. The series is now 2-1 in favor of the Warriors. Two games on the dock for today. Game 4 between the 76ers and Raptors tips off at 3:30. Philadelphia leads that series 2-1, followed by Game 4 of the Denver-Portland series, which is at 7 p.m., and the Trailblazers also lead that one 2-1 over the Nuggets. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin, our producer Louie. Thank you for that awesome sports update. And this week in studio, we have Reverend Diane and Cassie from Durham's Baby Cafe in studio with us. And we've been talking a lot about, you know, pregnancy and new moms and bringing new life into the world and everything that goes along with it. And thankfully, we have wonderful people like you two fabulous women in our community who are doing great things to help moms and babies get accustomed to their life together now.
Yes.
And before the show, before the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, doulas. And Cassie, you are a doula,
yes.
Correct? Okay. Oh, and Reverend Diane, you are too.
And a certified lactation as
and
well.
So we talked about, you know, the pregnancy. When a mom is expecting a baby, start talking to a doula and getting a plan in place. Well, when you find out you're pregnant, well before you actually have the baby. How long can a new mom work with a doula or lactation consultant after they bring the baby in the world?
Because we run a baby cafe, we'll follow them as long as they're on their journey. So if you have a mom who finds out in their second or third month that they're pregnant, we usually tell them to come in prior to that because we'll work with them step by step, month by month, during the pregnancy, so they'll know what to expect, what the changes are going to be. We give them a little notebook as well so that they can write down things to take to their physician with them, because when you walk into your physician's office, they're regimented.
Very.
So if you don't have it written down, you're not going to share with them the things that you need to share with them.
You might forget.
Yeah, you do. I know I do.
I do. I'm like, oh, I should have mentioned that. And it's like, oh, well, next time. Now, when you bring up a good point. So do you work in conjunction with their OBGYN that would be delivering the baby? Can you guys go into the hospital with them?
So one of the things that Governor Cuomo has done is that he's put a pilot in place for doulas to become reimbursed. So now that there is a push from the government to kind of support us, we're really trying to work with physicians and GYN offices. Doulas together in Western New York are trying to mobilize so that we can actually have a unified front when we're talking to these physicians so that they understand what we do. So because the same questions that you have physicians sometimes have as well in terms of what do doulas do and how do doulas help. And so with Governor Cuomo's support and all of that we're doing to kind of arrange each other and kind of get together to kind of have this conversation so that way we do let these physicians know that we're here. We're here to support exactly what you're doing. We're trying to make sure that mom makes it to you.
Yeah. And you're not trying to be a threat. You're trying to work in conjunction with them to do the best thing for the patient. You know, the mom and the new baby.
Yes.
So, and it's awesome.
And I also think that this is something that more and more of the fathers need to be a part of because that's going to give them a deeper connection with their newborn.
If you we have a YouTube page. It's called Let's Talk Baby Talk, and there are a lot of video clips on there. I had stopped doing them probably last year, but I started uploading the other day again, where fathers share how they feel about Baby Cafe and what they've learned there. It's usually about a 20 to 30 second little video clip where we interview them while they're in Baby Cafe, and it's called, our channel is Let's Talk Baby Talk.
Incredible. So let's talk about what are some of the goals or some of the things that you would like to accomplish this year?
I would like to have our Baby Cafe presented before Congress, and I'm working on that now, and it's going to take place.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
And some of the stuff that we have already
accomplished. Yes, a lot of stuff.
Formation of BAD.
Oh, yes. We formed a coalition called BAD, which is Buffalo's African American Doulas. And anyone who has the heart of the community and are culturally sensitive can join our coalition. And you don't necessarily need to be a doula to join the coalition. You just have to have the heart of the community there and be willing to advocate for women and mothers.
That's great. Earlier on, you said you made a statement or a quote, we are our sister's keepers. So I'm assuming that you work with an amazing group of women that are either staff or volunteers.
They're all volunteers. They're all independent contractors. We pay for the training, either the certified lactation or the doula training for them. I do a lot of fundraising and grant writing. And there have been organizations, church groups, insurance companies, hospitals that have funded us to do those things.
Great. Yeah,
but the goal, of course, is to get more funding.
Because yes.
As you said, we're on a volunteer basis. And even though we are our sister's keeper and we are doing this work because we love it, this is something that we want to be able to sustain ourselves with as well. And so we would love to get funding to train more doulas, train more lactation consultants, train more people to be able to provide these services because we have a lot of women here. And it's only a small group of us that are trying to do this work. And women have other needs in their lives. They want to be able to support other women as well. But if you can't financially support your family, then you're not able to really allow your passion to do this work. For some of us that volunteer, we're fortunate enough to actually have a few hours available to do this work. But we would really like to have Baby Cafe running every single day of the week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fully serviced with multiple doulas where women can choose. Interview your doula.
Mm-hmm.
Interview and see who you want to support you during your pregnancy.
Yeah.
And it's not a far-fetched idea. You know you're going to get a doula. You know you can go to your Baby Cafe and find the one that's going to perfectly match you.
If someone wants to learn more about Durham's Baby Cafe, remind us one more time how they can get in touch with you.
Visit our website, durhamsbabycafe.com, or give us a phone call. Stop on by.
Go to our Facebook page, which is Not So Professional. On the Facebook page, you'll get a chance to see just how silly and personable we are. So if
makes
you
it less
that,
intimidating, right?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Any parting thoughts?
Call a doula. If you're pregnant,
support
you need some support, give us a call. Stop on by. We're always here to work with you and help you.
One other thing, there's actually going to be a march on Washington on May 11th where doulas are marching before Congress with regards to doula support.
Okay.
So this is a national thing.
Oh, yes.
Where we need more support for the doulas, not only in Buffalo, but across the country.
International.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you so much for being here. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Buffalo, thank you for tuning in. Ladies, thank you so much for being a part of Western New York at Work. This was a great conversation. I myself has been educated as well as empowered.
And you were a little nervous about this conversation before.
I was because I said I was clueless.
Yeah.
But well, I learned something today.
I think we all learned a lot, which is great.
And I'm so appreciative. Buffalo, thank you again for tuning in to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Next week is Mother's Day, so get those flowers. Go to Maureen's Buffalo Wholesale Flower Market, located at 441 Ellicott Street in downtown Buffalo. Give them a call. Their telephone number is 852-4600. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.